Beauty and the Brick is this year's opera gala, and it's going to be held at the Music Hall Ballroom, the first time it's been there in 8 years. With me today is Kathy Crane, who is co-chairing the event, and it's great to see you here, Kathy.
Thank you so much. We love being here.
Tell us about the concept, the theme for this year, other than the exciting fact that it's in the new, renovated Music Hall Ballroom.
Which is so exciting. In fact, we're just so blessed that Music Hall is going to be open and fabulous for the next 100 years. So next year, our season includes La Traviata, which is the beauty, and The Wall, which is the brick.
Another brick in the wall.
Another brick in the wall.
Right. And that's how we get there. What kind of events are going to be going on for this? This is an all-evening kind of event.
It is, and it's on November 18th. And at 6 o'clock, we have cocktails. And then at 7 o'clock, we have dinner and, of course, opera music. And an unbelievable production that goes on along with the dinner. And then at 9:30, we have the Brick House Bash After Party.
And that's all in the Music Hall Ballroom?
That's all in the ballroom.
And performers, I understand, are Alexandra Shoney and Ben Lee, both of whom have appeared in productions in previous seasons.
Yes, and they are going to be singing arias from La Traviata, and it will be so beautiful.
And this is an occasion to dress up.
Well, it is. The opera gala, we do like dressing up and having fun. But at the same time, the Brick House Bash is a time to come and wear what you want and dance. And I, for instance, am wearing a gold leather jacket and a black long skirt. So it's sort of fabulous biker look.
There's also, as an adjunct to this, there's an online auction that's going on that is in cooperation with Everything But the House.
Yes, and we're very excited about this. The auction will run from November 11th through November 20th, and we have some incredible items. And all the funds go to the opera. And of course, this goes to education, to production, to young singers. So we're very excited for that. And we thank Brian Graves and Everything But the House for helping us.
And you also have another major sponsor, that's PNC Bank.
We do, and PNC has been with the opera, a supporter of the Cincinnati Opera, since 1982, and they've also helped with new productions, most recently Tosca, and next year The Flying Dutchman. They have been an incredible supporter to the opera and all of the arts and the community. So we thank them, and we're dedicating November 18th and our gala to PNC.
Speaking of supporting the season, this is going to be an expanded season. There are actually 5 productions this year. There's production at SCPA, there are productions in Music Hall, and there is the new opera, the Contemporary Opera.
We're very blessed this year because we're celebrating all types of opera and all genres of the art form. So we have the Italian opera, the Grand Opera of Traviata. We have a Baroque opera that is simply glorious. We have one that is the newer opera. And then, of course, we have another Brick in the Wall, which is off the wall and fabulous. I've seen it. And I can't wait for everyone in the city and the country to come to see this opera. It's very exciting.
And tickets are already on sale. And I believe there's quite a bit of activity going on at the box office already.
Yes, there is. And in fact, you can even buy them at the auction as well.
Finally, I'd like to say that we're heading toward a very significant anniversary for the opera.
Yes, we are. And thank you for bringing that up. We're going to be 100 years old, and we're the second oldest opera company outside of the Metropolitan in New York. So it's quite a time for us. And of course, we started in the zoo, and we're moving forward in Music Hall, and it's a very exciting time for the opera.
And that centennial year is 2020, so we have not quite 2 years to go.
We do. And there's lots of great things that are going on, new operas that we're producing. So it should be an extraordinarily festive time.
Tell us your co-chair.
Anne Zaring is the co-chair of the gala this year. And the two of us, we are like to be called the dynamic duo, are very excited to work on anything for the opera. It's always fun. And the staff and Melanie Schmidt has been unbelievable.
Well, it's always a pleasure to see you. Kathy Crane is co-chair of Beauty and the Brick, the 2017 Cincinnati Opera Gala. at the Music Hall Ballroom on Saturday, November 18th, and you can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.